This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Let's not leave the house for any reason, unless, of course, you have a reason, and then you may leave the house. All stores are closed except those that are open, and all stores must close unless, of course, they need to stay open. This virus is deadly, but don't be afraid of it. It can only kill people who are vulnerable and also those who are not vulnerable. We should stay locked down until the virus stops infecting people, and it will only stop infecting people if enough of us get infected.
Remember, we're here at the most exciting, entertaining, coronavirus-free social distancing and sometimes informative radio show on Earth. Remember, this is by far the best place you want to be on a Saturday, except late at night, listening to an alien show, driving across Nevada while your car breaks down at 1 a.m. during a thunderstorm. But we have the best show on Earth. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but still never a winner, Cal Hunter. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, WLVA 580 AM and WBRG in Roanoke, Virginia, and actually they're part of Lynchburg, Virginia. Again, 580 AM, WLVA. Thank you for joining us, Brent. Thank you for bringing us on. Everybody loves Radio Law Talk. We are being added across the country constantly because of how fun, how informative, and how absolutely off the wall this show can be. Just be prepared. You never know what's going to happen. But remember, the most important part of Radio Law Talk is we're talking about general topics of law. Go seek legal aid. We're not giving you legal advice. Only use us as a reference in the most important part of your day or your weekend, which is around the dinner table with the in-laws or friends that you've invited over that your wife really likes that you don't like. And when they try to tell you something and they say, and when you say they say, you one up them and say, well, they say it, but I'm going to say Radio Law Talk says it's following. That is the only appropriate place to use the legal discussions that we talk about here at Radio Law Talk. Because other than that, Cal, really just kick back and listen.
I mean, you could do it, but you're just basically chumming for trouble if you do.
That's all
I'm saying.
Especially with the judge. Who sits as a counsel? I'm not here to quote radio. You are not here to quote Radio Law Talk. By the way, I heard the show, and that's not what they said.
Yeah. I mean, Todd takes a soundbite from the show into traffic court. Your Honor. Yeah.
That's exactly right. We don't need lawyers anymore. We have Radio Law Talk.
Exactly.
In fact, the first person to call in, I'm going to give you a Radio Law Talk t-shirt. We do have t-shirts that say, who needs law school? You've got Radio Law Talk, right? And then the other one, what's the other one says? It says something like, it says, when you're tired of what?
When you're tired of politics.
Politics. No, politics radio turned to Radio Law Talk or something like that.
Or the other one says three-time nominee but never a winner.
But, you know. That's on the front part of the shirt, not on the back.
Right.
You know, Cal, we've talked about this before. When you walk into the awards, and we've told you this before, we're just trying to be nice to you. When they say the Hunters and they look you up on the list,
yes.
And then they go, do we have the Hunters on the list?
They walked us up to the front, let us walk over the dais, and then went all the way around to the back to the table by the door to the kitchen.
Right, right.
So it was very nice. It was a dead giveaway.
Then what did they tell you before that?
They said, would you mind helping us put away chairs when we're done? And I said, well, sure. Yeah.
No, you're not going to win, Cal. And then when everybody gets steak, they bring in a little hamburger for you and put it there.
It was a piece of ham, yeah.
Piece of ham.
Yeah.
Sorry we ran out. Donna, I don't think we're going to win today.
Yeah. Well, she said that when time we went in. We're not going to win again, she says to me.
We have winners on the show. Oh, and Denise is shaking her head again. Hey, we're going to talk about some exciting things today. I'm telling you, we've got four of the most interesting legal issues concerning the coronavirus. You're not going to believe it. And the most important thing during this time, after we discuss this law, I think we're going to have a live feed from Houston, Texas, from one of the parks. We have a way to get a live feed with, I think there's drones, of three young 90, 80-year-old ladies talking and what they're doing at the park. So that will come up after we talk about this case in Houston.
The drones piloted by Todd's cats.
That's exactly right. But you want to hear this. It's very important. Before that, though, we're going to do a thing called Case or No Case. Look, Cal, that, no wonder he doesn't win. He keeps laughing at his own jokes.
I know, can't help it. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
But they're not as bad as I think they are. Okay. And now, Case or No Case.
We need the air conditioner on in here, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. Martin is a musician.
Okay.
Martin's former contractor claims that Martin stole his architectural designs for renovations to his house by getting them from him and handing them off to another builder without paying. Martin and his bride hired a home improvement contractor, Barry Hill. No, not Blueberry Hill. That would have been Fats Domino's contractor. To renovate. See, there's another one of my own jokes. I left that.
Own joke.
To renovate the property last year.
Okay.
He was unexpectedly fired from the job. Barry Hill contractor owners say he was told that a structural engineer found defects in his work and he had been terminated. But they claim they already had the architectural designs drawn up and approved, which cost more than $100,000, and a portion of those had gone unpaid. Martin moved forward with a different contractor, and they got everything approved. Barry Hill decided they did not like that, and they sought legal counsel.
Hey, Cal, I hate to do this again to you, but I thought I was listening, but I'm confused.
Yeah, I was
a little
confused,
go through it one more time.
Okay, Barry Hill's the contractor.
Hey,
Martin
Hill.
Is the musician.
Martin's a musician.
Martin and his wife hired Barry Hill to start designing a renovation.
Got it.
They give him the architectural plans approved by everybody he thinks.
Got
it. And Martin says,
the musician says,
I don't know about these. He takes him to another builder. Builder says, look at there, there's a structural defect.
Oh, in the designs.
Yeah, so Martin then fires the guy who did the original plans, doesn't pay him.
Got it.
Has the other contractor do the work that this Barry Hill contractor says, that's basically my design.
I got
it. So he seeks legal counsel is really what it all comes down to. And I asked you if that's a case or no case. Mr. Cuny, you made eye contact.
I made eye contact with him.
I saw that.
What was I thinking? It's interesting because he's an entertainer. This reminds me of, because I've been binge-watching so many dang movies lately. You ever watch a movie, and at the beginning of the movie it says, screenplay by, written by, story by, and the reason why they do that is because the first person that writes a screenplay, or they send it in, sometimes it goes through revisions, and if it goes through enough, then the person that originally wrote it doesn't get screenwriting credit. They get the idea by, or story by credit. And then the person that wrote it gets that. And I'm wondering if the same thing is true here.
Mm-hmm.
You got the guy who came up with the overall idea, and just because there was a structural defect to it or something that needed to be changed, he's still entitled to some sort of compensation. So I'm going to say case, and the contractor is able to recover.
All right, interesting. Denise, what do you think about this case or no case?
Not much.
Well, thank you. Well, thanks again. Yes.
No. It could be a scenario. I'm sure this happens to architects all the time, quite honestly. But I just don't feel it's a case. I feel like it's not a case.
Okay. Mr. Penny, do you say it's a case?
Well, I'm going to tell you when we come back, because I'm pulling a Denise Dirks, and I'm going to drag this out so I can think about it a little bit longer and make a good decision, unlike Cal when he goes into the Emmy Award nominees.
Well, my decision's already been made. I've been nominated. I got a rented tuxedo, which, of course, they never, you know how well
rented
they fit.
Rented from the local Goodwill.
Maybe.
It's pink with hot little red
orange with ruffles like the one on Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber,
oh,
similar.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Exactly. Okay, when we come back, we're going to get case or no case. I'm going to follow up, and I'm probably going to get it right. Denise, I can't follow you anymore. I want to follow you, but every time I follow you, we're in trouble. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on many local radio stations, and we're grateful for that, and on RadioLawTalk.com. And we'll continue in just a bit.
Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043, Concussion Medical Clinic.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or...
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunicorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How you can help.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we have a musician by the name of Mr. Martin that apparently needed some architectural plans. He hired a company, and that company did the plans, and then he didn't quite like them and brought them to an, and he said, I'm not going to pay you. And brought, well, he brought them to another architect, and they said, well, they engineered this part wrong. So he said, I'm not going to pay you guys. I'm going to have this other architect company take care of it and do it. And lawsuits may have flown around. Now, number one. And Todd said this is a case, and who wins?
I say it's case. The original contractor prevails. He's entitled to something for his work.
Right. And then, Denise, you said it's a scenario but not a case. And clearly this is a daily scenario. And those of you who don't listen to us that often or are new, listen to us. Denise, whenever I follow Denise, it's an automatic loss. And it's not because of Denise. It's because of me. So if I followed Todd, he would lose. And so what we're doing, those of you out there, again, for the first time in Virginia, case or no case, the first 1 to 50 points of the three of us, they get a free dinner wherever they want. And I don't know what we're going to do now. It might have to be a drive-thru. And so I don't mind losing now because I'll just do a drive-thru at McDonald's or something like that.
Yeah, we'll just go get you one of those Hungry Man dinners. Salisbury steak.
How do you know that was my favorite?
Make sure you take it out and stir halfway through. Otherwise, your potatoes ain't going to be cooked in the middle.
You know what? Do you remember? And it's in the little silver little tray thing. Yep.
Big man portion.
Say that again, Cal.
Big man portion.
Do you remember back in the day, the campouts, and they'd have you take a foil pack and you'd cook
it in there?
I always cheated. I'd go over and I'd get a TV dinner because they were in the aluminum, right? And I'd wrap it up in a bunch of aluminum. All these kids, I got my foil pack with the carrots and a potato. I'd pull out the Hungry Man, throw it in there for about 5 minutes, pull it out, and I'm eating steak. I got
taters and an apple dessert.
Can you see Todd pulling a 50-mile hike, climbing these hills with his backpack, pulling out a Salisbury steak, big Hungry Man?
What are you doing?
And the gravy leaks.
All the other kids got knives. We're going to go hunt. We're hunting this thing. He's got his little Tetris video, a little game. We're supposed to be fishing and hunting, and I got my fish hook, you know, with my
idea of roughing it is like a hotel without cable.
Todd's saying, gee, I hope we don't run out of batteries.
Yeah.
All right, back to what we're doing here. I've got to say this is an actual case. Here's the issue. The defect was trivial, and it could have been remedied. Therefore, I have to jump on Todd's side and agree it's a case, and Mr. Martin loses because the original contractor could have remedied the situation because it was a trivial as in it wasn't already built. They could have changed the plans, and that's it, Cal.
So you'd like the answer to case or no case, which I will be delighted to provide to you as we speak. By the way, Martin is William Martin Joel. Perhaps you've heard of him.
Billy Joel!
And this is a 2-point case or no case, only binary. Yes, it's a case. No, it's not, because the results are not yet known. So, no, but if you guessed correctly, 2 points for you.
Yes,
incorrectly,
Cal!
No
I
points
did it.
For you, and that, folks.
Denise, I did not follow you. It's you.
And she's a Billy Joel fan. She had a Billy Joel tribute band at her own party.
I know.
And she's giving me the look, man. No, she says, write that look, said, you'll never win.
So that was actually, it's going on right now.
Yeah, it's
Billy Joel is suing over his.
He's being sued by the Berry Hill contractor.
Right.
They said, Billy ripped us off, man.
And I wonder where this house is and what kind of house.
It is in, I can tell you in a second if I want to get not be so lazy and look it up.
No, but I'm just, well, you can tell us later, Cal. Tell us later because that doesn't, that.
Center Island.
Center Island.
C-E-N-T-R-E. Center Island in New York, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm sure it's a pretty Tony neighborhood.
Come on, Billy Joel. Is he still married to
the model?
No, not to the model. No,
Christy Brinkley. Christy Brinkley,
not
anymore.
Different lady.
They have a couple kids. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Here's what's interesting today. A lot of times we bring up cases we want to discuss and we talk about that you just sit there and shake your head. And this is a head shaker. Because what happened will just, I just don't get it. In Houston, Texas, and this is out of Texas.
Yes.
A Harris County judge just was facing backlash, first of all, from the police officers union that has just ordered that the police fine citizens $1,000 if they're caught not wearing a face mask in public. Now, in public, listen, this is an interesting thing. Now, there are exceptions. And by the way, it starts, next week? I think it's next week it starts. Which, by the way, this is an emergency, according to the judge. Emergency! Yet they've got to start this emergency next week. Now, here's the deal.
It's an emergency. They're waiting till next week.
That's exactly. Until April 27th. Huh. Now, okay. Here's the best part. And here's Fred Penny, obviously. Picture yourself going in the mall, which isn't open. Okay? Or picture yourself walking in the park. Picture yourself walking in Safeway.
Hey, can you which run, also isn't open.
Yeah. Can you run Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? Because I'm thinking, picture yourself in a mall without a face mask.
Right. But listen, you can play all that LSD stuff.
Yes, yeah.
But here's the deal. Isn't that what it stands for?
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. What the hell? What the heck does that mean?
That's the rumor.
Okay. Yes. But listen, here's the exceptions. Number one. You don't have to wear a mask while eating.
No.
I'm so glad I don't have to wear a mask while I'm eating.
You do not have to wear the mask while eating.
Oh, it's in my mask. Don't worry about that. That's one. Now, that's a good song. Two, while we're exercising. Three, while we're drinking. That's going to be difficult to drink while in a mask. I love the intelligence of
where you poke a hole with a straw for the straw.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So this is what I'm doing. I got a way around it, guys. I got to figure it out. So when I'm in Safeway in Houston, Texas, and they don't have Safeways, whatever they have, Kroger, and I'm going to get the police, I'm going to call it the mask police after me, what am I going to do? I'm going to say one thing. I'm fat. I walk for exercise. I'm walking around the store. So I have the exception. I don't have to wear a mask. I am exercising by walking up and down the aisles and picking up food. Done.
I am literally
Fred Penny the lawyer.
I am literally exercising my right.
That's exactly right.
It works on so many levels.
So Houston, I've got it figured out. Walk around for exercise. We'll be back and follow up with this Houston.
So, Thanksgiving, when you deadlift turkeys, well, bad choice of words. All right, we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm. It does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, house, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Treasury Department says more than half the people eligible for coronavirus relief payment have gotten their stimulus money so far, with 4 in 10 still waiting for a direct deposit or check. More than 88 million payments totaling $158 billion had gone out, according to the most recent data from the IRS, who expects to send out a total of over 150 million payments. A state-by-state breakdown released by the IRS shows that progress sending out the payments has been relatively consistent. Residents of California, that has the largest population, have gotten a total of 9.1 million payments worth nearly $16 billion. New York, which was the state hit hardest by the coronavirus, has seen 5.5 million payments totaling about $9.4 billion. We'll keep you updated with everything going on with the coronavirus right here at USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
And the Ad Council.
Oh, that's stone. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Well, I'm a face without a name. I'm just a walking in the rain. Going back to Houston. Houston.
Hey, if you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, remember, you can talk to us, 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855-529-7234. Those of you from Texas can call in, 855-529-7234. You can email us at info@RadioLawTalk, or go to our Instagram page, Radio Law Talk. Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say about this Houston deal where the judge imposed and told officers, you got to start arresting people if they're found out, or
well,
give them a ticket for $1,000. You know, okay. There's a couple of things that really bothered me about this. First, there's a thing called separation of powers, right? And anytime a judge issues a sanction or an order or anything like that, or an emergency protective order, it's because they're acting on a law that the legislature has authorized them to do. They can't create the law or the sanction just out of whole cloth on their own, because that's a legislative function. I don't see anything where the legislature said this judge has the authority to do that. The judge can't create a law saying these people can't be out there. The judge has to follow the law. And
maybe they have one. Maybe they have an ordinance. It would have to be an ordinance.
It would have to be an ordinance, but I haven't seen anything
that says that it's a $1,000 fine.
That says this judge is acting on this some ordinance that's there. Second thing is,
I'm going to assume there is an ordinance that they've passed,
but that they haven't released.
I guess you're right, because there's that one city we talked about came from the city manager or the mayor that wrote a letter to everybody that they have to do this or that and to report it to the police. Remember that?
Exactly. And you know, you can't create the law. I mean, that's the whole thing about living in a representative democracy that we live in, which is that the laws are made by the people and the people's representatives, not a dictator. And if it didn't go through any of that, they've got a problem there. The second thing is to automatically impose the fines, you know, start taking the money and doing stuff. Well, there's this thing called due process. Even if there is a law, where's the opportunity for you, once you've been cited, to go into court and contest it and say, no, I was in public because of one of the exceptions.
I was exercising.
That's right. I mean, it reminds me of that marijuana case we did last week where they destroyed the $1 billion hemp crop before the owner of the field had the opportunity to say, I'm sorry, you're wrong. This isn't what you think it is.
Right.
So due process.
Well, here's the interesting thing. The police officers of the union, I don't see a lot of Houston police officers walking out there handing out these tickets.
Yeah, I don't either.
But here, he says, we encourage all of our officers to wear masks. We want citizens to wear masks, but our county judge wants to impose on all of our law-abiding, hardworking citizens of our community. That's the issue. And then they go in and say as follows. They say the police unions and president said the police have put a lot of effort into building a bridge to the community, and this order will undo all that hard work that they have done.
It makes the police the bad guy and all of that.
Exactly. And the fact that the police union statement talked about the order from the judge and not, we disagree with the city council or the board of supervisors imposing this ordinance or passing this ordinance that's now being enforced by the judge, tells me this just judge is acting on our own.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's
Dan Crenshaw, one of the Republicans from Texas, said common sense guidelines should never lead to an unjust tyranny. And then you got Lieutenant Governor that's jumping in saying these kind of confused government policies fuel anger, and rightfully so. But here's the most, what's great about Radio Law Talk is we've got powers, all powers. So we have been able to transport ourselves to it's in a small community in Houston. There's a park there. And I don't remember the name of it. I forgot the name of it. But we're back there, and there are some people in the park, and we've been able to fly in and hover over with our little, what do you call those? The drones. The drones.
Yeah.
And then listen to what's going on. So we're taking you there right now.
All right. Hello, this is Officer Fuchs. And I noticed, ladies, that you is not wearing your face mask. And if you don't have the proper papers to be in the park, I'm going to give you a citation. What say you?
Grandma Davis, I don't even know who this is. Who are those little boys there walking there in those orange suits next to us? I'm just crocheting right now.
I was just there stitching time. We'll save nine. And these wonderful boys in this orange jumpsuit walk on by. What's that say on the back of it? It says TDC? What?
TDC? That's all I don't know.
Those little boys have all been cleared by some people's doctor. And they are not wearing a mask because they don't need to. But you do. Where's your mask?
I'm having a problem. Officer Fuchs sounds German, but sometimes from New York. I'm not understanding this person's accent. It comes through, and now apparently now I'm an Austrian old woman. I feel like I need to sew some clothes out of these drapes, and all I have is these damn mini blinds.
But Officer Fuchs has a case of stage confusion, okay?
Oh my gosh, Officer Fuchs is now channeling through me. I'm feeling Austrian, and I don't have a face mask. What are your crocheting's at?
But I'm crocheting with the little Henry's in the line at Walmart trying to get toilet paper for us. We just got our Social Security.
We will have one of the boys in the orange go stand in the store for you, but you must put on your mask.
How much did you get from the government that he's buying the toilet paper?
I got my $390
Social Security check.
Officer, you gave me a $1,000 ticket?
That's right, I did.
Oh, that means I get the $1,000. Is this stimulus?
Is it a lottery ticket that you gave us?
It's
9,000?
Nine. 1,000. And the judge says you get a ticket. Ticket for the judge.
Don't I get ticket for what? Hold on a second. This is not a lottery ticket for me to get money.
Nine.
This says I have to pay.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Mm. That's okay.
Sorry, I have to go to another call.
Thank you, officer. Bye-bye.
Somebody explain.
He was a nice fellow, wasn't he?
Can somebody please explain this to our mute friend over here? Because she's not said anything. I don't wonder if she even heard anything.
Your mute friend.
There we go. We're back. We transported ourselves back from Houston, a little cute little Houston park where the grandmas and old ladies were sitting there.
I have a request, and we do have the transporter technology a la Star Trek, but if I could make a request to Mr. Scott, who is clearly in the control room, the next time you transport us out and transport us back, if you could transport about 10 pounds less of fat from my midsection, that would be great.
Well, as one artist was told by his wife just before he died, you know, you don't look good on television. He said, well, you know, the camera adds 10 pounds. And she said, how many cameras did they use?
Oh, brother.
Come on, well, there we go. That's our Houston, Texas little parody.
One person pulled out a southern accent.
Oh, my heavens. I can't believe this. Let's find out what's going to happen. I think that on appeal. Look, this is scary when it's going this far. But the way to get around it, I figured it out. Just say you're exercising. Just say you're exercising. Yeah. I walk for exercise, so there you go.
Crochet your own mask.
Yeah, you can do that.
But what's going to happen? Here's another thing.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to Major League Baseball? And here's the one issue we've talked about. What about all those tickets that people have bought? Mm-hmm. And we actually, our law firm has a we pay for tickets at a sports arena nearby. And I have
season tickets to the Oakland A's.
That's right.
And they ain't cheap, I'll tell you.
And what is going to happen to all those tickets that you paid for? And by the way, we paid for in advance. Our law firm did. In advance, and by the way, the next year's for 2021 gets paid, I believe, September or July. I'm not quite sure. What about when they send me my bill? What am I going to do?
Well, if they continue the event, the theory is that you're going to get to have the event.
Okay, guess what? So Disney on Ice is one of the events. They do it every year. And they said to me, oh, see, they reschedule it for next year. Dummy, they do it every year, so yeah, I missed it this year.
So it's not really
rescheduling. Yeah. Huh. Oh, that concert's Celine Dion was one. Oh, they've rescheduled for another year. Sure.
But Cher's rescheduled for September.
But it doesn't. But
or October.
Here's my point. My point is, that's fine if it's right. But what about the one, oh, they've rescheduled for next year. Well, they were coming again next year. Or if it wasn't then, it was another group that was coming. That slot was going to be filled by someone in concert. Oh, well, they're going to reschedule. No. Every year they come. So the question is, what's going to happen here? And this is what's going on with Major League Baseball right now. They're being sued over the coronavirus, right? And they're being sued because, and it's not just, it's not baseball, it's a lot of the ticketing companies.
StubHub,
and all kinds of ticketing companies. It's a class action lawsuit that's saying, we want our money refunded. And the whole argument is, and I remember the NBA issue when they canceled the NBA league this past year. Oh, they're going to rescheduling playing the league. I don't think that's going to happen between you and I.
Besides which, it'll now start to conflict with other seasons, like perhaps professional football or baseball, where you know, the attendance will not be the same.
And I know professional football players, and let me tell you, rumor has it that they're not even going back to practice till end of June and July. And guess what? Football preseason's in August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this will be interesting to see what happens. We'll be back.
StubHub is trying not to give refund.
Yeah, we'll be back when we talk a little more about this, because this is an interesting point that affects a lot of us.
Well, sure. Nobody likes to give refunds, just like casinos don't like to pay winners. But at any rate, we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that's stone.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So we were talking about legal issues concerning whether or not you're going to get your tickets, your season tickets reimbursed. I guess, Denise, you said that Live StubHub says now they'll at least give you a credit. Is that what they're saying?
Right, well, they did previously. Now there's another lawsuit against them, and they're saying that they're only going to give a refund if the event is canceled. But if it's postponed, rescheduled, that type of language, then they're not giving a refund.
Yeah, rescheduled for next year. I love that. They're rescheduling for next year.
That's like rescheduling Christmas. And say, well, exactly. Yeah, we miss Christmas. We'll reschedule it. Don't worry about it.
Next year. I tell you right now, who's going to make the money? Who's going to be flying in on this? Lawyers like crazy.
Well, the big thing about rescheduling it next year for something that comes in every year is this. Fine, if it's rescheduled for the following year, when the following year comes around, I shouldn't have to pay anything for it. I should get that. It's baseball. When next year comes around for that game on for a game on that day, if it's been rescheduled, then great. I shouldn't be charged again for that game. Now that I get, but
and the tickets are all numbered by game. You buy season tickets, it's game 1 through 64. So they could say, okay, for game 51, Todd, you've got a ticket to that. You can come and go to game 51 for next year, right?
Exactly. But you raise an interesting point there when you talk about season tickets, and it's something I don't think people really realize. There's two things. There's the season ticket, and then there's also a thing called a personal seat license.
Right.
So it's an amount of money you pay to say, look, I am saving a spot for, let's see, it's row I, seats 34 and 35. So I am paying so that I have a license for seats I-34 to I-35, and the license entitles me to buy season tickets when it comes out. And there's two separate costs. One is for the license, the other is for the season ticket.
And it's usually the ones that are the more popular ones, like, you know, 49ers,
the Raiders had PSLs before they moved to Las Vegas, right?
And so the question that I have with this lawsuit, because this is a lawsuit we talked about that are suing Major League Baseball, it's unclear as I look at this, is this a lawsuit to recoup the season ticket money, or is it a lawsuit to recoup the personal seat license money,
or both?
Because I understand Major League Baseball's, the stadium's position to say, well, no, when you buy the PSL, it authorizes you to purchase a season ticket if a game is played.
But they're also from different entities. The PSL, in Oakland's case, was the city's money.
Yes.
And then the season ticket was the team's money.
That's
right. So they're two separate entities involved.
Well, then there's actually a third. You got them secondary markets.
Right. Good point. Which is what StubHub is. Right.
So look, I look at all of this, and I get it. And let's look at this first. You know, the owners of these Major League Baseball teams, they're usually wealthy individuals or groups. You know, what was it? Magic Johnson and his group purchased the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it was a couple of $1 billion. You know, these sports franchises are worth a lot of money. But look, one of the things that you look at is, generally speaking, people who run businesses like this are business people, and they need to show a profit. And the concern that I would have as a fan of baseball in general is, and I've got this for all sports, who and how are the sports teams generating any revenue right now when they don't even know if there's going to be a game? Now, look, pro football, you play 17 games a year, so you get the money from filling up the stadium 17 times.
Not many times compared to baseball.
But in baseball, it's a 162-game schedule, 81 of which are in your home ballpark. You start doing the math, the average ticket price, San Francisco Giants, for example, seats 44,000 people. If the average ticket price is $50, you start doing the math, and people go into the games is a large chunk of their operating revenue.
Yes, but they can't keep their money. They can't just, like, keep the money and not give any service for it.
It depends, I would say, on how the license is for the season ticket. Does it give you the – does it – is there – is if you look at your license, is there any provision – I have to assume there has to be. I haven't seen it. Any provision for who bears the risk – if for some unforeseen reason, it's usually under the category of act of God,
yes.
If something happens that was unforeseen by the club and by everybody else, that this can't go forward, who bears that risk? And I would be surprised if there wasn't contract language that addressed
that. You want to hear something funny? So here is, we just did a parody and talked about Houston. This judge wants a $1,000 fine to any grandma that's not wearing her mask outside, okay?
Yep.
Now, the Texas governor, this is what I've heard from people I know that are in NASCAR. I know actual people that have NASCAR teams, and Texas is, they're saying the first NASCAR race is coming up in Texas in the next few weeks, and it's going to be, and Governor Greg Abbott's working with NASCAR on returning to the track at Texas Motor Speedway very soon, and they're saying June 5th through 6th. Now, here's the interesting thing. They have said, my understanding is, which is true. There's hundreds of, I think 110,000, 130,000 these stadiums hold. They said they're going to sell every third seat. Okay? So picture every third seat is going to be sold. Come on. Really? So you're getting grandma for a mask, not wearing a mask, and yet you're putting people every third seat. And, oh, yeah, we're going to have little tape lines. You know, look, come on, let's be realistic. People are going to be walking up and down the hall. Have you been down those corridors and those event centers? There's no way you can be a part. And I'm not advocating not to open them up because they probably should open it.
Well, I would just say for NASCAR, if there was a sport that could probably weather having a live event despite the coronavirus, it would be NASCAR. First, there's no interaction between the fans and the drivers during the event, because drivers are in a car. There's no interaction between the drivers and drivers because you're in a closed environment. You're in the car. That's one. Two, it would be easy to test all of the people that were necessary, your pit crew and folks that need to be there to make the race go on, to make sure that the infection rate or people that are positive are not there. And then third, if you were to have it without the fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR doesn't, I don't think they generate a big chunk of their revenue from the people that show up nearly as much as they get for advertising. And can you imagine how much NASCAR and Fox, that covers NASCAR, could charge for advertising space, being one of the only people out there that has the ability to say, we are running a live sporting event,
right?
And sponsors, I mean,
first one,
the bidding for those spots in advertising would probably rival Super Bowl dollars at this point, with people wanting to get their product out there.
You've got the draft that's going on right now that has more participation on viewing audience than many of the major games in football.
People are hurting for sports.
They miss it.
Lewis Vacuum, and my question was, so NASCAR says, like, we're going to put on a race anyway. Imagine just, heaven forbid, one of those grandmas without the mask goes to the race and she gets the disease somehow.
You know, we're going to
imagine the liability issue.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think there's liability.
I believe there's going to be some issues, and the government's going to pass some laws that are going to, you know, say you can't be sued for coronavirus.
Well, it's assumption of the risk, perhaps.
Well,
it depends on the law of the state.
We're coming up on the end of the hour. I want this to bleed over. If you're listening, the station only carries us for 1 hour. Log on to RadioLawTalk.com, because we're going to cover this. We're going to cover a case where they've discussed negligent homicide as it relates to coronavirus, and this is going to be a good springboard into that, with Cal's suggestion about, you know, what is the liability that somebody faces? Is there a negligent homicide-oriented liability?
And so jumping back to the NASCAR, the other thing that NASCAR says they're doing is, if you've been in the pits before in a NASCAR race, the pits, the haulers are right next to each other.
Yes.
They literally really, so they're going to take every other hauler space and make it so the haulers are spaced apart further. Well, I'm telling you right now, a lot of these tracks, if these haulers come in, they barely fit the haulers in as they are. So I can see Texas Motor Speedway. It's so huge that they're going to have the space, but who knows? So next hour, join us. We're going to continue to talk about this. We're going to talk about some other coronavirus issues. This is Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, and we will be back with more fun hour two.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.